MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, September 16, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Beach water bacteria for the birds. Lynn schools get funding to help homeless students. Beverly teacher contracts continue. Sunny, low to mid-70s today. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 10:15 a.m. and 10:32 p.m. Ethan Foreman's writing in the Gloucester Times, birds are a major contributor of the elevated levels of bacteria after heavy rains or extreme tides that forced the intermittent closure of the Good Harbor Beach Creek during the summer bathing season. This is according to a recent update on beach testing by Gloucester's Health Department and the Board of Health. DNA testing drove home repeatedly every single test that avian element is the highest level of bacteria that we are seeing, according to Health Director Dominique Hurley, who told the City Council at its meeting last week about the bacteria. The DNA results from sampling using different microorganisms showed human, avian, and canine DNA were present in June, avian DNA was present in the July sample, and the August sample detected avian DNA at a low level, according to Assistant Public Health Director Gabriel White. Emily Rosenberg is writing in itemlive.com, the Lynn School District was awarded $85,000 from the Healy-Driscoll administration to support students who are classified as homeless. This funding was part of a $1.7 million grant in federal McKinney-Vito Homeless Education Grants. The administration announced last week for 47 school districts throughout the state and as part of an annual program in which the school district receives assistance. As of 2023, it was reported that approximately 10% or 1,700 of Lynn's students are classified as homeless. The district recognizes homeless students as those lacking a fixed, regular, and adequate nighttime residence. Back in 60 seconds with more news.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
Paul Layton reports in the Salem News, nearly 200 people rallied in support of Beverly teachers Thursday outside Beverly High School. Inside the school, negotiations on a new contract remained apart. School Committee President Rachel Abel said Friday that the Beverly Teachers Association proposed a compensation package that represents a $4.3 million increase over the most recent proposal by the committee. In a post on the district's website, Abel said the school committee will take time to assess the financial impact of the proposal and will provide an update to the community as soon as possible. The next negotiating session is scheduled for October 3. The Beverly Teachers Association and the school committee have been negotiating a new contract since February. Thursday marked the 11th time the two sides have met, the first since school began September 4. Some free transportation has been added from Lawrence to Newburyport. Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon reports that Merrimack Valley Transport, also known as MEVA, recently added free public transportation from Lawrence to Newburyport as part of the Monday to Friday schedule. Street and sidewalk work throughout the city, as well as Lower Atkinson and Fire Station projects, also continue. This is Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon.
What else is going on? We have a new bus route that I've already talked about, but MEVA, it's going to travel from Lawrence on 113. It could be a great workforce bus route there, and it's also going to be a bus route that west end of town, which doesn't have any kind of bus service, could jump on as well. So we're thankful for MEVA for continuing to look for ways to involve our partnership with the city, but also look for ways that we can give people access to free public transportation here in Newburyport. So we're excited about that. Just street work. We're trying to finish up the streets, so thank you for bearing with us. Johnson Street will be finished soon. We're going to move to Middle Street to do the sidewalks there, and then on to Eagle Street, and then we'll come through with the final final layer of pavement. So we're excited about that. But yeah, again, these sidewalk projects just take a long time, but they're going to look so great when they're done. So thank you for your patience.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. And the Newburyport Daily News is reporting that the Newburyport Documentary Film Festival, NDFF, returns for its landmark 20th season from September 20 to 22 with an extensive program of documentary films at both the Screening Room and the Firehouse Center for the Arts. This year's festival includes 15 feature films and 10 short films covering a wide variety of culturally relevant topics, issues, and stories from around the corner and around the world. In sports, Patriots and Red Sox both lost yesterday. The Red Sox return to action tomorrow in Tampa against the Rays, and the Patriots play at the Jets on Sunday. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.